flawless in all of the maneuvers that it was expected to make. The performance of the spacecraft, as it has been being reported by the crew and observed by ground instrumentation in the Flight Control Center at Houston, has similarly been flawless. I think that it would serve little purpose for me to recount statistics that where each of the times and each of the performance numbers so nearly exactly matches those that were distributed in advance. We do have almost 6 long days of mission remaining. Much of the, some of the tough parts of the mission are now behind us. The vehicle is now about 6 million pounds lighter than it was here a few hours ago. But there are some critical maneuvers remaining. The next critical maneuver will be the lunar orbit insertion, which is scheduled for 04:59 Eastern Standard Time, the morning of the 24th of December, and then approximately 20 hours later, the next critical maneuver will be the trans-Earth injection maneuver of the spacecraft, which is scheduled at 6 minutes after 1 Eastern Standard Time, the morning of the 25th, and finally the reentry and landing about 10:54 Eastern Standard Time, the morning of the 27th. We had every confidence in the capability of the equipment and the crew to carry out the mission to which it was committed at the time we committed it. I think that confidence is so far justified, and I have every